Okay, we're in Parakas and Hilchos Mikvaos. Now we're also going to continue cases of where can you combine two bodies of water, or other instances where different types of water can be mixed together to form mikvah. Any body of water that comes into contact and is mixed, so to speak, in any way with the mikvah water, you can go into that for tevila. Gumos, what do you call it? Hasmuchos tefiyah mikvah. So let's say you have little holes and imprints that are near the opening of a mikvah, a makom raglei prasos behema, or also let's say deep footprints that are left by animals. Shahayu behen mayim raven in mayim mikvah kishva feres anon matnol lehen. So if there's water inside those crevices, those indentations, and that water mixes with the water of the mikvah, at least the mouthpiece of like a leather satchel used to drink from, then you can go into that water. And it functions as tefilas mikvah. So too, little indentations, crevices that are on the sides of the cave or on the side of a mikvah, matvil mehen api shenam mayim shememu raven, even if the water is not mixed in mayim mikvah, elo b'chol shehu, even if there's, as long as there's the smallest amount of water in between the two, then it's considered to be a, what do you call it, it's considered to be good. Let's say a needle is placed in the steps that lead to a mikvah. And let's say, what do you call it? I'm allowed to go ahead and move the water back and forth. Right? To what do you call it? So that the water will pass over as a wave over the needle. Tahara, then it is tahara. Halacha dalad. Oka shebesok mikvah. So let's say we have like a deep cistern type reservoir inside a mikvah. Imai sakarka hamavdelas ben uka v'mikvah bria. So if the ground in between the mikvah and this cistern type thing, a reservoir of water, is in good shape, yachol lahamid es atzma, and it can last for a long time. Imapil mayin shabuka, you can't go into the water that's in that cistern type thing. Achyum uravin im mikvah kushverzim, until it mixes with the mikvah water, at least the mouthpiece of that leather pouch that you drink from. But if it can't, if that will not be able to stand on its own for a long period of time, even the water is not mixed, even if the slightest amount is mixed with the mikvah water, since it's not made to last, you can use it as mikvah. Let's say there's a wall between two mikvahs, right? And let's say it's cracked in half, mitstarfin. Now they're joined together. And now if each one had 40 seah, you can go on either one of them. Then nistak le'erev, right? But let's say it's cracked horizontally, imistarfin. It doesn't combine together. Until there's again that tiny hole of a drinking pouch that's mixing between the two. Nifrat zakosa mamala. Let's say the water is able to join above the wall in this arva mai mamala minakosal, right? Kliklipas ashum. If that water is there's it. Let's say the wall on top starts to break. If the water on top can mix up to the point of the peel of a garlic. Al rocho shofar as a node, right? Until this the width of a space of that the mouthpiece of the drinking pouch mitzdarfin, the water is considered to be joined together. Okay, halacha vav. Now kama hu shir hanekev kishu shofar as a node, right? So how big is this hole? We've been talking about the nekev, the hole being the shofar as a node. What exactly is that? So berochav shte etzbaos beinonios shakol adam v'chozeros ba. So it's a circle with a diameter that is able to have two average fingers fit through and make a circle inside them. So we're not including the thumb, right? Rather the first two fingers, that are on the palm of one's hand. So anything that's inside that hole, okay, that's the size of the mouthpiece, makes it smaller. Even things that were created from water. Let's say we're not sure this the size of the hole is the appropriate size. And the water is not combined together. Because the essential idea of tefillah comes from the Torah. So even though, what do you call it? At the end of the day, since it's a suffix deraisa, we're going to go ahead and become machmir. So mikvah can become tahor. Even one above to below and one from far to close. What does that mean? Keta. Maybe in Silon Shachares or Shalaver, Yotzabahem, let's say someone brought, like, let's say a lead pipe. Shein is Silon is posted as a mikvah. So we say that what do you call it? These things do not like this type of pipe does not make a mikvah pasul. And he puts his hand underneath it, actually smell the mayim until it fills with water. Umoshko mashiko, right? And then he goes ahead and connects it so that the water from the pipe actually sarva mayim shabasil on a mikvah until the water from the pipe mixes with the water from the mikvah. Like one, afilu kishara dio. Even if it's only like the length of a hair, it's okay. And these two, so to speak, mikvahs are connected by the pipe, are considered to be one overall mikvah. Let's say there are three like indentations and holes that are in what it called a lower river area. And the above one is 20 seah. And the middle one contains 40. And so there's water from rain that flows between them in the riverbed. So even though it goes in and out, it doesn't join them together. You can only go in the middle one. Because we say the water doesn't join the mikvahs until unless it collects in one specific area. So there's like a soft dirt, so to speak, that a cow drinks. Can actually be included with the measurement of the mikvah. But if it's thick enough that the cow will not drink from it, it's not counted with the mikvah. Let's say the water and the mikvah has in it 40 seah of water and mud. You can go in and you can go in that mikvah. So what kind of mud can you go in to the mikvah? So it's got to be very soft mud that the water goes over it. But let's say the water was on one side and the soft mud was on the other side. Then you should go into the water section, not the dirt section. Anything that was created from the water could go on yavchushin adumin. For instance, like these types of red worms, you can go into the mikvah. And you can go into the eye of a giant fish. Halacha yubeis. Mikvah sheishbo arbaim seah mechubanos. Let's say mikvah has exactly 40 seah of water. V'yadu shnayim, and two people go in. One goes in after the other. Afi shiraglav shalvishon nogos amayim arishon nogos amayim. Even if the legs of the first person are still touching the water when the second one goes in, harishon tara, the first guy's tara, v'sheni mitumaso, the second guy doesn't count. Sharei chisar amayim arbaim seah, because we're going to say that there's water missing now from the mikvah. Hetu v'otchila sagus ava. Let's say what he called someone put in a very thick sponge, the chiyotzebo vigbio, right, and he lifted it up. If some of the sponge touches the water, the last person to go in the mikvah is tahor. Sharei mayim kulam maravim, because we say the water is considered mixed. Hitzebo as hamita. Let's say someone puts a bed, chiyotzeba afi shadacha gragla hamita betit ava shabakarka hamikvah. Even if the the legs of the bed are mixed and stuck in the dirt that's in the bottom of the mikvah, at should suffer mine alay alamala until the water goes above it. Harezu tahara, why sharelo nitzvu betit at should tavlu b'mayim tchila? Because we're going to say it didn't get into the mud until it actually touched all the water first. Hitzvil bo yorah gedola. Let's say I put a large pot into the mikvah, raise it tmeya, it's tame kisha haisa meisha mayim mitazin biyotzin chutz the mikvah v'nimsa chasar mi arbayim. Because we're going to say is when I push it down, it's going to make some of the water of the mikvah splash out, and then I'll have 40 seah. Ketid yaseh. So what do you do? Morida derech pia. So you should lower it via its opening, meaning behovcha the mikvah, and then as you do it face the opening facing down, and then turn it over in the mikvah. Matbila umala osa derech shuleh, and you take it out based on its base. Kedesh lo yomayim shvasocha shuvim. So the water inside is not considered halachically drawn. The yachzul mikvah, and then return to the mikvah, and that would make it possible. And finally, lachid gimel mikvah shemema mirudadin. Let's say water in the mikvah is spread out. Kovish afilu chavile kashve chavile kanim. You're allowed to put inside bundles of straw or reeds in the water. I mean, it's dadin. Ad shiyarmu hamayim amala, until the water level rises. V'yored, and then goes down. V'tovel sochan, and you can go into that mikvah. That ends parak ches, and we will continue with parak tes tomorrow.